Oh, welcome. This is Reverend Billy at the Stop Shopping Church. And this radio show is called Earth Riot Radio. And today we're dealing with the exhaustion of the activist. And I'm not going to deny that there's some autobiographical material here. Another weekend of singing, marching, preaching, locking arms, shouting epithets at the billionaires. And here it is, Monday, putting together my hope. You know, re-hoping, re-upping my hope. But it's falls apart. It's like a chess move, a complicated chess move that doesn't work out. And now I'm giving up. Just in time to talk with you on our radio show. I won't prove that it's all worth it with the approach I have. And I feel like my job is to encourage activists. Here we face such fascism, such debasement of truth and goodness, such dopamine-popping mass addiction to screens and all things really. Everything, objects, everything, emotions, dreams, everything around us is monetized. We are more consumerized than ever. And this 20 years plus project that we call the Church of Stop Shopping, nothing like what's happening right now. I simply must remember that justice and peace and the power of Earth's love, let's just call it all peace. Peace is always possible. Peace is always possible. The Earth's love is in our bodies, and fairness is never far away. Somebody give me an Earth Hallelujah. Earth Hallelujah.
Earth Hallelujah. Earth Hallelujah. Earth Hallelujah.
Journeys, I can just turn it on and go.
It's just so easy to really
they see the customer journey living visually inside of HubSpot.
Breeze Intelligence in the back end, research accounts and helping us kind of see which accounts are the hottest and building that intent story. It's so much easier for us in marketing to use it in our targeting efforts, as well as for our sellers to be much smarter about who they're spending their time going after.
We love lead scoring. We've used it in multiple ways, not just to validate us.
مرة شبه لحرته مرة قفيفة هوته مرة عاقة إيشك مرة إيقوة شرف شرف حاجي ويان أقل الله حريفته دينا عبانك الجوغة الله يا أشيقة تنتا أشان ليا نهوي سمسمي صباح نوري هذو كل كليو كلوم بضني هذو حاجك جيرة حسوس بضني صاحب تا عاش عاشق بيت ديلي وقدم بيستنا أني يقيلوب
Today, 8 months after launching this campaign, with the vision of a city that every New Yorker could afford, we have won. We have won from Harlem to Bay Ridge. We have won from Jackson Heights to Port Richmond. We have won from Maspeth to Chinatown. We have won because New Yorkers have stood up for a city they can afford. A city where they can do more than just struggle. One where those who toil in the night can enjoy the fruits of their labor in the day.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. More than 50 days have passed since the start of Iran's rainy season, yet over 20 provinces have not seen a single drop of rain. The number of dams holding less than 5% of their reservoir capacity has risen sharply from 8 to 32, spreading the water crisis from the central plains to nearly every region of the country. In response, authorities have tried to intervene directly, launching cloud seeding operations in the hopes of inducing rainfall. This method involves dispersing particles such as silver iodide or salt into clouds from aircraft. In Tehran, only 1 millimeter of rain has fallen this year, an event considered once in a century for a city whose average annual rainfall is 350 millimeters. This severe shortfall follows 5 consecutive years of drought. The second half of November, normally the capital's snow season, has instead brought unusually warm weather, with daytime temperatures reaching 20 degrees Celsius. Nationwide, snow cover has dropped by 98.6% compared with the same time last year. Bottled water prices have surged, and purchase limits have been introduced. Across Iran's towns and villages, organized rain prayer ceremonies have become common. Meanwhile, rather than attributing the crisis to climate change, some commentators have turned to religious interpretations. Ayatollah Mohsen Araki, a conservative member of the Assembly of Experts, has linked the drought to blatant debauchery on our streets. Grand Ayatollah Javadi Amoli similarly warned that sin can sometimes remove the grounds for mercy. Some MPs have even blamed the drought on the government's failure to strictly enforce the restrictive hijab laws passed by Parliament. Supporters of President Masoud Pezeshkian countered by asking why Europe, where women freely uncover their hair, remains lush and green. One headline posed the question, "Why do atheist countries have more rain?" Bird flu has wiped out half of South Georgia's breeding elephant seals, according to a study that warns of serious implications for the future of the species. The remote island in the South Atlantic Ocean is home to the world's largest southern elephant seal population. Researchers estimate 53,000 females died after the bird flu hit in 2023. The population has now plummeted by 47%. The island in the South Atlantic is home to 54% of the global breeding population of elephant seals. The current highly pathogenic H5N1 strain of bird flu was initially detected in Europe before spreading across the Americas. It reached South Georgia in 2023, but its impact took time to calculate because the islands are so remote. Only around 1.1% of the world's population is vegan, but this percentage is growing. In Germany, the number of vegans approximately doubled between 2016 and 2020 to 2% of the population, while a 2.4-fold increase between 2023 and 2025, almost 5% of the population has been reported in the UK. Many people cite health benefits as their reason to go vegan. Moving from a typical Western diet to a vegan one can lower the risk of premature mortality from non-communicable diseases by an estimated 20%. There are also ecological reasons to become vegan. A study in Frontiers in Nutrition has calculated precisely how much plant-based diets like veganism lower emissions and the use of natural resources. It showed that such diets deliver practically all essential nutrients. It also showed that such diets deliver practically all essential nutrients. The study compared diets with the same amount of calories and found that moving from a Mediterranean to a vegan diet generated 46% less CO2, while using 33% less land and 7% less water. It also lowered other pollutants linked to global warming. The outcome of the analysis was clear. The more plant foods, the smaller the ecological footprint. 1/4 of Earth's land surface now experiences some level of artificial illumination at night. Artificial light at night, or ALIN, is increasing carbon released by plants and animals across continents. A new study, Widespread Influence of Artificial Light at Night on Ecosystem Metabolism, published in Nature Climate Change, is the first to demonstrate how Allen is silently reshaping the carbon balance of ecosystems across entire continents. The research team found that light pollution at night increases ecosystem respiration. Respiration is when plants, microbes, and other animals release carbon dioxide through activity and growth. They also found there was no corresponding increase in photosynthesis, the process that removes carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. This growing footprint could subtly but significantly shift the global carbon balance if left unaddressed. Mitigating light pollution is relatively simple, but requires political will and community support. For decades, Ukraine was known as the breadbasket of the world. Before the full-scale Russian invasion in 2022, it ranked among the top global producers and exporters of sunflower oil, maize, and wheat. These helped feed more than 400 million people worldwide. Beyond the news about grain blockades lies a deeper, slower-moving crisis in Ukraine, the depletion of the nutrients that make Ukraine's soil so productive. During the Soviet era, Ukraine's farmland was excessively fertilized, but since independence in 1991, the pendulum has swung in the opposite direction. The soil's organic matter has dropped by almost 9% since independence. The ongoing war has sharply intensified the problem. Russia's invasion has disrupted fertilizer supply chains and damaged storage facilities. Fertilizer prices have soared. Many farmers deliberately applied less fertilizer to reduce financial risks, knowing that their harvests could be destroyed, stolen, or left unsold due to blocked export routes. Ukraine's soil may no longer be able to sustain the country's role as one of the major food producers of the world without serious remediation. It should be noted there are many ways to rebuild soil other than the use of industrial fertilizers. A study of national climate plans released at the COP30 climate summit in Brazil warns that countries are failing to carry out core work required to reduce emissions by halting and reversing deforestation and forest degradation. Countries are instead pushing unrealistic carbon removal schemes such as large-scale tree planting. The Land Gap 2025 report, led by the University of Melbourne, alongside a global consortium of experts, analyzes how countries are relying on impractical levels of land-based efforts to achieve net zero emissions, rather than pursuing more realistic climate solutions that involve protecting existing forests and phasing out fossil fuels. While forest advocates often link the lack of action to a lack of finance, the authors of this study say the real impediment is a global system that pits economic development against preservation. And now, the sounds of extinction, the San Joaquin kit fox. The San Joaquin kit fox is an endangered subspecies of kit fox that was formerly very common in the San Joaquin Valley and much of Central California. As an opportunistic hunter, the San Joaquin kit fox primarily preys on kangaroo rats, but also targets white-footed mice, pocket mice, ground squirrels, rabbits, and ground nesting birds. During certain times of year, especially when other food sources might be scarce, it will also consume insects. Its 1990 population was estimated to be 7,000. This subspecies has been on the endangered species list since 1967. Despite its large ears and relatively long legs, the San Joaquin kit fox is a slender, small-bodied animal and the tiniest member of the dog family in North America. Agricultural expansion, urbanization, industrial development, and especially oil and gas operations have caused extensive and ongoing loss of native habitat, posing the greatest threat to the kit fox. Today, the remaining habitat is highly fragmented. Movement corridors are damaged or obstructed, and only a few sizable tracts of native grasslands survive along the valley's edges. The San Joaquin kit fox faces threats from pesticides and rodenticides used heavily in agriculture and development all over the Central Valley. Rodenticide use has sharply reduced the small mammal populations that kit foxes depend on for food. And these toxins can accumulate in the foxes themselves, sometimes resulting in fatal poisoning. And hear the sound of the San Joaquin kit fox.
Back again. That was Phoenix Fuller Ford, Cactus Flower 2, available throughout the media, even the bad media, Spotify, but the good media too. A wonderful, wonderful singer. Thank you for coming out of the San Joaquin foxes, the endangerment of such a precious animal, with your singing, Phoenix. And we have the animals throughout today's half hour. All the while, there were insects and birds and floods and storms, reptiles, all the life of the earth that carries our dramas with the fascistic military, with, well, we meet them with The No King's March with the frogs and the giraffes and the unicorns and the leopards. We become animals to meet the guns, and it turns out the guns back off. And the AI invading, getting to us with the 7 to 10 hours a day that we're on the screen. Here comes the AI to robotize our life. But we have talking and listening directly, which is what defeated the billionaire's candidate here in New York and elected Zohran Mamdani, our choice, because we had 2 million conversations directly with each other, opening the doors, looking into each other's eyes. So we have all these sometimes debilitating, depressing struggles in our daily life right now. And it's a slow motion kind of shock. It's a state sanctioned violence. Yes, with bullets, with the abuse of the courts and the abuse of democracy, but it's also just psychologically heavy, isn't it? The earth is the answer. The earth just go out and just find, even if it's just a little taped up tree on a boulevard in the middle of a highway, find the earth. And the earth, in its infinite complexity, in its constant burgeoning creativity, the amazing earth, a constant miracle, it lifts your senses up and it gives you power. And that's what the earth, all that talking and listening in the doorway that elected Mamdani, the earth, that's the earth, looking into each other's eyes and communicating, talking, singing, shaking hands, laughing, talking about food and rent, affordability. Can we stay in this city? Can we stay in our neighborhood? It's the earth coming through us, giving us the power to stay in our neighborhoods. Here, the real estate industry and Wall Street are the twin devils. And the only way to beat them, they'll turn everything into a market, give them half a chance. Everything becomes monetized. The only value that is registered is what it will sell for. The way to have the power to be together, to dance, to talk, to share, to be artists together, to care for each other, that all comes to us from the earth. Even after those what we call the natural disasters that we boil down into 3-minute news items. Emerging from the rubble, the survivors immediately look to each other. The mutual aid is immediate. I suppose they would call it socialism. Do you have a blanket? We have our stove still works. Let's rebuild this wall together. And then it won't really be a Trumpian wall. It'll be a wall that joins us together. That's what we need right now. And the earth is showing us the way. Thank you for being with us. You can reach us at revbilly.com. Talk to us. Come to New York. The Stop Shopping Choir is going to be singing December 7th, 14th, and 21st this year. We'll beat back the shopping season with love. Somebody give me an earth hallelujah.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.